I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts today says the state is working to manage hospital staffing issues, including, again, setting up a transfer center so that patients could be moved based on hospital availability. Last week, the governor declared a staffing emergency for Nebraska hospitals. Nebraska officials said the state was partnering with Nomi Health to help patients in need of a transfer to a hospital within the state. That service is expected to be operational on Saturday. Ricketts today said that there are 342 COVID-19 hospitalizations in Nebraska. Douglas County reported having 178 COVID-19 patients. The Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services says that hospital capacity rates are higher than at last fall's COVID-19 peak. And Iowa is also seeing a major uptick in COVID-19 cases. The Iowa Department of Public Health today announced a new total for the past week, saying there have been 8,907 additional positive COVID-19 tests. The health department reported 39 additional COVID-19 deaths as well. There are COVID-19 outbreaks in 16 of Iowa's long-term care facility, twice the number of last week. And Woodbury County is also seeing increasing numbers of COVID-19 cases. Siouxland District Health says the 14-day rolling average for the county is 10.2%. 10 people are hospitalized due to COVID-19, and 42.7% of residents in Woodbury County are now fully vaccinated for COVID-19. That's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.